This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Abortion rights groups in Illinois are celebrating a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court preserving access to mifepristone. The medication is one of two used to induce abortions. Jennifer Welch, who heads Planned Parenthood of Illinois, says about half their patients elect to receive medication abortions. She says she feels relieved about the High Court's decision. However,
we know that it isn't a long-term fix. We know that states all around the country still have medically unnecessary restrictions on access to abortion care.
Several elected officials, including Governor J.B. Pritzker and Attorney General Kwame Raoul, released statements celebrating the decision as a win for abortion rights. When the Chicago Teachers Union negotiates its contract with the school district this evening, it will have something it never had before, an audience. In its first public bargaining ever, the CTU will try to get CPS to agree to create green schools. This is one of hundreds of proposals that will be discussed during negotiations for a new contract. Teacher Lauren Bianchi explained why green schools are a priority.
Given that our school buildings are in disrepair, we do not have the resources we need to provide the high quality, joyful learning environments that our students need.
In-person seats for the session are already full. But the session is being live-streamed on CPS's YouTube channel. A group of researchers out of Northwestern University is calling for better representation of LGBTQ people in science. WBEZ's Lisa Corian-Phillip reports.
When Brian Mustansky was applying to graduate school in 1999, his advisor told him,
"Don't tell anyone you're gay when you go for your interview, because if you do, they won't accept you into graduate school."
Mustansky now directs Northwestern's Institute for Sexual and Gender Minority Health and Well-Being.
It still happens. Still, people feel like they have to go into the closet to get admitted into programs.
Mustansky says scientific workplaces and schools need to be more intentional about including the LGBTQ+ community. Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
Illinois Treasurer Mike Frerichs is celebrating after sending $500,000 to someone who didn't know he had it coming. Frerichs says the Lake County man, who doesn't want to be identified, received the payout through the state's iCash program from his late wife's life insurance policy. He wasn't aware she had it. A recent change in state law now requires life insurance companies to cross-check their policies against federal death records to ensure they're making correct payouts. But Frerichs says a lot of people don't know that, so they think iCash is a scam.
In the Treasurer's office, and with the help of the General Assembly, we are returning record amounts of money, but we still have more to go. We have another $5 billion we'd love to return.
Frerichs says his office has returned about $2 billion to people through iCash since he's been in office. Some other things you should know today. The head of Chicago's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection is retiring. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson announced Thursday that Commissioner Kenneth Meyer is stepping down after working for the city for more than 3 decades. During his tenure at the Business Affairs Department, Meyer oversaw the creation of the Office of Labor Standards and Regulations for Electronic Scooter Sharing. Former Illinois standout Terrence Shannon Jr., a potential first-round NBA draft pick, was found not guilty Thursday on a rape charge in Kansas. A jury in Douglas County spent less than 2 hours deliberating the verdict. The 23-year-old Shannon was accused of committing sexual assault last September while visiting Kansas for a football game. He was charged with rape or an alternative count of sexual battery, which led to him being suspended for 6 games. A federal judge later reinstated him, ruling that his civil rights had been violated. Shannon is among the top guards available in the draft, which is scheduled toward the end of June. Today's weather, lots of sunshine and a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the low 80s. That's it for now. Later today, do you remember your first concert? For Nuria Hernandez from WBEZ's sister station Vocalo, hers was Christina Aguilera.
So I think I was like 11 or 12. So I'm like, who are these openers? I don't even care. Where's Christina, right? The opener, are you ready? Are you ready who the openers were?
Oh. Who are they?
Destiny's Child. Uh-huh. I did not even care. Uh-huh. I did not appreciate what was in front of me,
yes.
You know?
You're like, I'm gonna need Christina to hurry up.
Nuria tells The Rundown's Erin Allen a little bit about herself. Plus, she brings us a conversation about an immersive dance show that's wrapping a multi-week run in Garfield Park tonight. You can hear that here at 1 p.m. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.